next guest, who is John Lynch, and his website is Extreme Thinking. And I actually found this website, I think about maybe a year and a half ago, when I was looking into different metaphysics and stuff like that. So when the circle came back around and John Lynch somehow popped back around, I asked him to be on the show. And the station is up. Oh, they had him, but the call dropped. Okay, so they're going to get him back on. And he's calling him back. All right, so the station's there. Anyways, his website, I'll go over his website. The station's trying to get him back. The call drop is extremethinking.net. And he's got three different books that he wrote that are on there that are available for download. Metaphysics Around the World, Symptoms of the Universe, Metaphysics Slight Return, also The Human Body, The Human Mind, Human Being. And also the third book is Deconstructing Culture. So there's some cool stuff to check out. There's also got biography and how to help, things like that. So the importance of it, of metaphysics, is for some people is understanding what a lot of the spirituality and energy is based upon. It's like the spiritual part of Jewish religion, Judaism, is like the Kabbalah. And there's different, like, sections or factions of spiritual things. So, to me, the metaphysics is like the science behind a lot of the magic and stuff that we talk about. And then you go into quantum physics and quantum mechanics, which is sort of like maybe the science or the experiments that sort of back up this reality. It's complicated stuff, but just why we have people on the show like John, so he could try to explain it to the rest of us. And with that, we got John back on the show. John, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. Good. So you heard a little bit of intro about what I was just telling the listeners out there about your website and some of the stuff that you talk about. But let's we have a couple minutes before we take our first break. Let's talk a little bit about when did you first get into all this metaphysics or spirituality? Were you aware from a young age of energies, or how did it first progress where you got into what you're doing now?
This is a common thing that I've seen in my field is I was raised Catholic. And Catholics seem to have a sense of spirituality. And even when they stop believing in God, they still keep their sense of spirituality. So I think it started at a very early age. About 17 or 18 is when I started coming up with the question, what is going on? And I wanted to get an answer to that. And I've been working on it for about 30 years. So it's a long quest. It's been taking me a long time. And I finally came to a culmination with Extreme Thinking, the book.
And how did you get to that point? Was there like a certain incident or a certain, you know, something that happened dramatic in your life that just woke you up one day to snap out of it, or was it something gradual?
It was more of a gradual thing. It was step by step. I mean, I started off, a true believer in God, and just wanting to know a little bit more because science and religion didn't seem to be coinciding. So I just didn't trust what I was told, and then I just kept digging and digging and digging. I have a master's degree in world religions from the University of Minnesota. My master's thesis was introducing Confucianism to postmodern theory. So it's been a long progression from that kid who grew up in a Catholic school to
that's a similar story to me, to someone who grew up Catholic and then Jewish, and then asked my rabbi at a young age like some questions that just didn't make sense to me. And next thing you know, that was religion for me out the window because it just didn't make common sense to me. And we'll talk more about that when we get back, John. So hang on right there, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. Be right back.
Fire. It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're joined by John Lynch, and we're talking about, well, we're going to be talking about all different things, but we first left off with your way or path into sort of awakening to the higher energies and breaking out of the matrix, as we call it. And I too had, at a young age, was questioning just these stories that just sort of just didn't add up once you got to a certain age, and like you, wanted to know some science behind it. So gradually, this grew into your website, or what was the first, thing that you really got into? Was it metaphysics, or was it launching your website?
Well, the first thing I had to do was write my master's thesis. And my master's thesis was, introducing Confucianism to postmodernism, but the reason behind it was, my thesis was that postmodernism we're creating a culture right now where globalization is happening and all the cultures are coming together. And to get beyond the postmodern era, we are going to have to consciously construct a global culture. It's a very difficult thing to understand, but that's the only way out of where we're at now. And
a conscious one. We don't want a one world government type culture, obviously.
Actually, a one world government is exactly what I'm talking about. I know a lot of people get scared when I say one world government, but that's actually
tell us about it.
That's kind of what you've been told. I can tell you very clearly that the powers that be do not want a one world government. The reason why is all of the governments in the world, all 200 and some governments, owe the banks a lot of money. And a one world government would eliminate all that. We would eliminate the banks. The government would be a government of the people. It would be a true democracy. It would be a socialist state where everyone's taken care of. It would all be one human tribe, and the powers that be really do not want that. So they tell you to fear a one-world government. The New World Order is what we have now. That's where the banks are in charge. They can't be arrested. They can destroy the government, or they can destroy the economy. No one goes to jail. There's no talk about the Icelandic revolution in the media. I mean, we've got that now.
Yep.
So the one world government actually is what they fear, and that's what we've been told. So what we need to do is to get to that point. What I did was I studied Confucianism, and Confucius designed his own culture and implemented it using the ideas of an ideal human, which is in Chinese a Chun Tzu, and he used a vector of change as education, which is still a radical idea 2,600 years later. So what I did in my thesis was introduce the reader to postmodernism and to understand what the problem is. Then I introduced them to Confucianism, and then I introduced how you can use Confucianism to design a culture where everyone benefits from it and the planet benefits from it, and that's what we could get. And so that's what my book came from. It's I had to write it out first. I had to design the world, to design the culture first before I could write about it in my thesis. So it all came together when I was writing that. And then if you want to change culture, you have to figure out what a culture is. And no one really knows what a culture is. So you have to know what a culture is. You have to know what the mind is. So to know what the mind is, you have to know what your body is. To know what your body is, you have to know what the world is. And so what I do is I take the reader from a state of what I call cluelessness, which starts off with metaphysics, and then gradually take you through what is the world as we know it right now, what is your mind as we know it right now, and how does a culture fit into the mind, and then how to fix it at the very end. So I'm taking the reader through the very steps of how to get to the next world.
And explain to the listeners, John, just real quick, that don't know, what is exactly the study of what is metaphysics, the study of metaphysics?
Well, metaphysics is actually quite simple. I think the philosophy, the academia, make it a little more complicated than it is. But it's actually an argument as to what is really real. And there's three schools to the argument, the realists, the idealists, and this what I call spirituality. So realism is the idea that the physical world is the most real. Idealism is the idea that your mind is the most real. And in spirituality, of course, the spirit or the soul is the most real. Hinduism, the Upanishadic Hinduism,
that's
is where spirituality
great.
Comes from. Socrates and Descartes would be the heroes of idealism. And then realism is more of a scientific, materialistic way. I tend towards realism, although I understand that you do have a mind and you do have a spirit, but I tend towards realism as being the most real. And that's simply because if you chop a body part off, it's not coming back. That's the most real. You die, you're dead. And so, to quote the Las Vegas people, what happens in this world stays in this world. So it does seem to be the most real.
Got you, but your body would die, but your soul lives on.
Correct.
You're talking just 3D physical existence. Absolutely.
Yes, your spirit is attached to your body. So therefore, even though your spirit might live on, it is still being attached to this world. So to me, that just makes this world the most real. So the spirit is a product of this world, and the mind is a product of this world. At least that's according to what I believe. I mean, it's...
Sure.
This is an argument that's been going on for like 3,000 years, so I'm just adding my little voice to it. But as I said in the book, there's a conversation going on for a long time, and I'm just joining the conversation.
Sure, absolutely. I saw a video, I was actually shown a video by one of my friends in South Florida last week of Greg Braden. I'm sure you probably know who he is. And this video is titled Greg Braden on Curing Cancer Using Our Own Technology of Emotion. And what the video is, it's this hospital in China, and if someone has cancer and it shows on the screen, the movie screen on the TV, the cancer cell, The doctors gather around the patient, and the patient picks out a word, the most meaningful word to them that draws the most emotions, whether it's their mother's name or love, whatever it is, they pick the word, and the doctors surround them in a bed, and for 5 minutes they repeat this word over and over with intense, and they feel the word, and the cancer on the screen slowly starts to disappear just with the power of emotion. They've cured over 180 patients of cancer. They've done HIV just using the power of emotion. So you have this technology sort of out there. Why doesn't it get out to the people? How come regular scientists or other, you know, laboratories and doctors know about this stuff?
Well, I actually had a family friend who was cured of cancer through faith. So, I mean, brain cancer. She had 6 months to live.
Yep.
And
exactly.
She was cured by it. So, I mean, it is out there, but it's not scientific. It's not quantifiable. It's not something that a scientist can if they wrote a paper about this, they would be laughed out of their profession.
Why? But see, that's what I want to know. But why would they be laughed at?
Well, science, at least in my opinion, science and academia have this belief system that's called orthodox materialism. It started 500 years ago with Bacon and Descartes, and it says that this world is, you know, it's like a mechanical world. It's a clock world. And it has to be quantifiable and provable. If it's not, it's the skeptics say, you know, you can't prove that there is this. You can't prove there's a spirit. There just doesn't exist because you can't show it on a microscope or an EKG machine or something like that. And I think science has really left a part of knowledge out because of their orthodox materialism.
Yes, yes. And that's where I think quantum physics and quantum mechanics about 10, 15 years ago changed the game for everybody. When it comes to proving what real and what isn't with all the different experiments that they've done, What the Bleep is a great documentary that talks about that and explains that. And they have over 8 hours of unedited footage that comes with that DVD. So the information is out there. When people read your book, what can they expect to learn to do? Can they expect to harness their energy and be more conscious of their thoughts? Can they help break their minds out of this physical matrix and become more spiritual?
Well, I like to think that what I'm telling you is that there are certain things that are just the truth. It's real. Your body. What I do is I take you through 28 steps of evolution that got your body from a bacteria to a Homo sapien. It's very simple. There's not one part of your body that can't be explained through this system. So you see what it's like. In one of my videos that I have on YouTube, it's called The Meaning of Life, and it explains very clearly that the meaning of life, the meaning of all animal life, is to breathe. It's only within the last maybe 10 years that we even know this. There was a thing that happened 700 million years ago called the Vendian Ice Age. We did not know this happened when I was growing up. My grandfather and my uncle were geologists, and they did not know about this. It just happened recently. It was an ice age that was so bad that the entire planet was covered in ice. And the reason why is because plants were breathing in all the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. They had just come alive, and they were around for about 1 billion years, and they had taken away all the greenhouse gases. So the planet froze. And if
wow.
It wasn't...
John, hang on right there. We have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we can jump right back into the story about the Ice Age. So hang on right there. Here's some more Ash Ruiz. We'll be right back after this message.
Could be the end of governments and not being able to feel our end. Could be the end of separation, the source of all our frustration. Could be the end of world religions and jealous gods are always sinning. Could be the end of the universe for our souls as hoods without a purse. Could be the end of all our fear. Nobody knows, even if somebody knows. No, now you're not afraid of me.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're joined by John Lynch. I was actually just showing his website to our next guest who's here live in Studio B, Laura Johnson, coming on next. So, John, we were talking about what people can get out of the books and what people can learn from the information you put out, and they're downloadable for free on your website, and some of the stuff you talk about is metaphysics and the human body, the human mind, the human being, and the last one is deconstructing culture. Talk a little bit about that. You talk about culture evolution and stuff like that. We have about 5 minutes left of this segment, so talk about book number three and what that gets into with the deconstruction culture.
Well, culture is in the human mind. It's a human creation. It separates us from the other animals. What it is it breaks down into different parts of the human, what we need to do to survive. And one of them is our metabolism as a person we need to do, but as a culture, that translates into economics. As a human, you have your consciousness, but as a culture, we have politics. As a human, you have your family, and in culture, we have a sociality. In a person, an individual, you would have your own personal knowledge and experience. In a culture, that becomes your knowledge. And then religion, which is also uniquely human, kind of pushed back our collective unconscious and legitimizes the whole culture, gives us a story to live by. And so a culture exists in the human mind, and it's shared by all the members of that culture. So if there was two tribes living on the land and they had different cultures, they would have each member of their tribe would have their culture in their brain. And they would share it. And then the other culture next door would have a different culture, and they would share that. It's kind of like a hive for a bee or an ant. It's very similar to that. And so a culture would be politics, economics, sociality, knowledge, and religion. And each culture is different. And through human history, you can see cultures evolving and changing. It's a complex adaptive system, and it's we're learning stuff, and we're growing, and everything changes along the way. The people who are alive today are not the same as they were 150 years ago, and those people aren't the same as they were 1,000 years ago, and those people definitely aren't the same as they were 2,000 years ago. So you can see the history of culture changing. And so what I do is I take you through that history till you get to the postmodern era, which is kind of like an adolescence identity crisis. That's what we're going through right now. We've been going through one for a while. All the cultures are coming together in a globalization, and we're trying to get an identity. I mean, some people believe that Allah is the one true God and Muhammad was his prophet. Another believe that Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu. And some people believe that Jesus came and died for our sins. And we're still trying to figure out what story we believe. The one that actually is the one that I'm proposing is the one that's given to us by science. And that's the one where the planet was created about 4.5 billion years ago. We evolved from bacteria, and we've come to this point. And that's our living narrative, and that's why we're here. And what we need to do is to design a culture that would encompass that. And it should be something that's enhancing to all of the people. So the people in Mogadishu and the people in Port-au-Prince are just as well taken care of by this new culture as the people in New York, Paris, and London. Also, one of my litmus tests is it has to be life-enhancing. It has this place needs to be a garden. Our lives and our quality of life depends on how well the planet is doing. Its health is our health is dependent on its health. So it has to be universal for all humans, and it would have to be life-enhancing. So what I did was I designed one that would be like that. That's the chapter called Mimetic Engineering. Memes are like genes for a culture. You break down into different behaviors and patterns of behaviors and even beliefs. And you can reconstruct that in a process called mimetic engineering. So what I did was I created the humans of Terra. And that's a all-encompassing global culture. And then not just in showed you. I mean, most people say, let's change the world. But no one's going, okay, well, what do you want? What do you want the change to be? What is it going to look like when you're done? So what I did was I designed all that. So I designed the culture and how to implement it. And I used the Confucian model of education as the way to change it. It's the peaceful way. Confucius called it the art of peace. It makes a culture that people aren't forced to be. It makes a culture that people want to be a part of.
It's amazing because even with so many different beliefs and realities that anybody could have, even like, you know, with some of the stuff you're saying, I believe we evolved differently, we could still hold a conversation and still get the point across, which is living sustainably, living together in harmony, whether it's a one world government, whatever it is, it's for the people, it's by the people. That's what's most important, not run by the banksters, corporations, and what's happening in the world today, which is enslaving people.
Exactly.
So the end goal is the same for both of us, which is just awakening people to empowering themselves and to really what's going on. So, John Lynch, thank you again for coming on the show. Great interview. ExtremeThinking.net is the website to go on to check out more of your information and also to download the book, correct?
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And here's some more Ash Ruiz, and we're coming back with our last and next guest, Laura Johnson. We'll be right back.
Baby, can you feel me? Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm giving up all attachments I could hold on to one thing. Oh, if love isn't worth living for, then I don't know what is. I ain't gonna be the life that happens to me, surrender.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jodabolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I just want to first say on this new segment, I love One World Way. Thank you, Steven. It's Steven with One World Way. I take One World Way. It's awesome. I also take RNA drops, too. That's Jenny. That's an awesome product as well. Anyways, we're going to jump to our next guest who is actually live here in what I call Studio B in Black Mountain, Asheville, North Carolina. We have Laura Johnson, and her website is houseoftransformation.com. And she's doing some amazing projects, which we'll get into in a minute. But first, Laura, you come from a history of being a visionary, an author, all different types of things you've done to be of service, really, to get information out. Tell us about your first awakening to, like, these energies or spirituality. When was your first real epiphany that things were a lot greater than what they taught us in school?
I actually had some dreams. Basically, 1 year later, it happened the way I dreamt it and everything. So that was the first initial, like, what is going on here? You know, there is something really big and amazing out there. And so I moved to Los Angeles, California, and started talking to people, and it was more open-minded in the small town I grew up in. And, you know, I went and saw a shaman, and they told me that I had these abilities, but because I didn't believe in them or didn't meditate upon them, it was like a frequency, like a radio station trying to tune in. And until I believed in that and understood it, then I would understand the messages. And so it was just a journey over time going all over the world to find those little nuggets.
And when you talk about little nuggets, like synchronicities, these things that happen, like you had a dream about that happened. It's tapping into that flow of that energy where the more you pay attention to it, the more it happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always tell people follow the signs and like what, like a street sign? And it's like, no, you'll know when it shows up. You know, when I was in New Zealand talking to a friend of mine and he had said, you know, maybe you're supposed to go to Egypt to write about your past life regressions in the temples of Egypt. And I was like, whoa, you know, that's huge. And so I just held my heart and I said a prayer. I said, God, angels, if I'm supposed to go to Egypt, I need you to send me a very clear sign. Literally within 5 minutes, a big coach bus pulls up right in front of us with my last name, Johnson's Bus Service. Now, in America, Johnson's Bus Service would be popular, but not over there. And my friend who lives there said he's never seen Johnson's Bus Service before that day or after it. So, you know, you find the signs, they'll show up.
Get on the bus, absolutely.
And when we went to Egypt, we actually took a coach bus everywhere we went, traveling all over to the site. So there you go. You know, the signs do show up amazingly.
And that's what people need to pay attention to. We talked about shows being aware of different things. So when something happens, you can read the underlining meaning behind it or the lesson behind it. Otherwise, you're just going to keep repeating it. So over and over again.
Right.
So you have a website and you're doing a lot of amazing new projects. Let's jump into the House of Transformation. What exactly is that? What can you tell the listeners about the project and how can people get involved?
Well, it is a school for teenagers. I'm a jewelry designer and a life coach. And so, I work with kids right now in foster care, and a lot of times kids in foster care get separated from their siblings. So I started doing like vision board training and jewelry workshops and really found my heart into wanting to shift these young children who had opportunity, or had the ability but no opportunity, you know, because they were in broken homes or situations.
What's vision board training? What exactly explains
that? Well, vision boards are pictures, thoughts, or ideas of how you want your life to be, things you want to manifest, places you want to go, you know, whatnot. And so I teach them hope. You know, I teach them how to manifest their dreams, how to take what they say that they want to do and create it. And so I also do jewelry, and jewelry is a fun art project, you know, for kids to have their own creativity. And I teach them how to string my jewelry, my designs, and then I hire them just to string my jewelry as well. So not only are you buying beautiful jewelry, but you're helping local teens get off the streets. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good work.
Thank you.
And the vision boards, why is that so important? Because I know what a vision board is. I have one right there. I'm looking at it right now.
That's right.
But a lot of people, listeners, don't know. Explain what a vision board is and why you're teaching the kids. Why a vision board?
Well, it's funny because I just recently made another one because I thought, you know, if I have my intentions even more clear than just kind of thrown on a piece of board, I did the Bagua,
I've never heard of that one.
You ever heard of the Bagua? Okay,
no.
It's the feng shui. I'm sorry, I had a brain freeze there. So it's the feng shui, and it's the mapping out of, like, your wealth corner, your romance corner, your creativity, your wisdom. And so you're manifesting in more of a direct, clear way. So, you know, you have, before I had just pictures and places and they came true, but they didn't come true necessarily in order, which, you know, that's divine order anyways. But, I think this time now having the Bagua, all the feng shui of the creativity being in a map, kind of a roadmap, will help manifest even faster, because it's one thing to hold it close and dear to you, but it's even another intention. And that's the word I'd like to say for the night is intention, you know, and intention is when you say, okay, I'm going to go do this. And when you make that claim, I'm doing this, the intention of I'm doing this, it shows up, and it shows up in many different ways, and just keep your eyes open.
And the intention is one of the most important parts of it, is being clear on the intention, the feelings behind it, and saying it out loud and projecting it vibrationally into this matrix to have it manifest. And that's what you do when you were in a movie that was just out. Talk a little bit about that.
Right.
That a visionary movie, Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatchersmovie.com. Yeah. I'm one of the 9 visionaries featured in the film, and it follows the story of 9 ordinary individuals living extraordinary lives. And my part in the movie is how I've taken the teachings of The Secret to source and manifest, you know, everything from 15 countries in 5 years. I had no idea how I was going to get there, but I knew in my heart I wanted to go, and the money literally just showed up. So
that's how it works. I know people say it, and they're like, oh, that's like, if everyone's psychic or if everyone knew that, then how come, you know, psychics don't have $1 million from winning the lottery? And I say, well, it doesn't really work like that, you know, because the intention behind everyone just wanting to be psychic to win the lottery, it doesn't vibrationally work like that.
The right, and again, it's tuning in the frequency, too. Exactly. You have to tap into your higher self.
And that's why when we talk about people, that they're like, oh, well, if you're psychic, or, you know, it's not being that. It's intuitiveness, your gut instinct that we talk about. Everyone has it. It's just listening to it. The more you listen to pay attention to synchronicities, the more they'll happen, the more you're in the flow.
Absolutely.
So tell us about the project that you're doing now and what people can expect and how can they get involved.
Well, you can visit the houseoftransformation.com and look up the About Lord Johnson, and there's different projects and weekend activities, and we're doing a bunch of different things. Part of it is actually my goal, my vision I'm going to create is Zappos. Tony Hsieh has invested $350 million of his own money in a downtown project to create a wonderful culture, kind of like Venice or San Francisco, but with his own style and flair.
Nice.
And so I'm on January 24th in Las Vegas. They're doing like a town meeting, and I'm manifesting to build a teen center downtown and have the teens, you know, do after-school workshops, self-esteem, and then hire the teens to string my designs and sell through Zappos. They opened jewelry sales last year. So
nice.
I'm really excited about some really great ideas into creating, you know, opportunity.
And tell the listeners how important it is to project and create that whatever you want in your life, because the energies are so strong right now.
Well, it is, and, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but, you know, the shift of December 21st, you know, and the alignment and it being a shift. And the Dreamcatchers movie also talks about the alignment and the shift and, you know, about this is a great manifestation time, and be clear on your intentions and be careful what you wish for, because you never know what's going to show up, and be open to how it shows up, because, you know, when the universe has a plan for you, you can say, oh, I'm going this way. And the universe is like, you know, it'd be a lot easier if you just head this way. And then you have all these road bumps and hurdles. And, you know, so just follow the signs and be clear. And
that's right. Follow is your gut instinct, and not usually go with what you're thinking or what the mind is. It's an amazing reality you can create if you just understand how to create it. And that's basically some of the work that you do, is creating your reality of a teen center with like special Zen style counseling and meditation for healing. Like, so important to quiet the kids' minds, that, you know, and everyone's minds, really, to get people back connected to this energy, this source that we talk about, which is really what you're doing on a higher level, is just helping people connect back to source, House of Transformation, transforming people.
Absolutely. And their children are our future. So you empower these teenagers, and these are the ones that are going to make a difference, you know, one heart at a time.
Absolutely. And tell us about some of the other experiences that you've had with doing some just work in Vegas with workshops and the spiritual community there. How is the spiritual community in Vegas? Is it like a big spiritual community? Is
not
it like,
that big. I mean, there is. I mean, you tap in.
South Florida wasn't that big. It was like the same people you'd see all over the place. Wasn't
right.
It like that?
It's getting better. I mean, it's Sin City. You know, it's not necessarily known for the city of love. I mean, unless you're getting married, but... I think, you know, everything in life can be shifted and created something amazing. So
it must be like South Florida, where it's like a core group of some real hardcore light workers like yourself that are there just holding light. Because that's how it felt in South Florida. It was like this core. Like here in Asheville, it's like we're beaming because there's so many people that are just consciously aware. And Sedona, you know, there's a lot of hot spots, but you go to like Manhattan and Vegas, it's like some dense energies there. So
that's why they need light workers like us to bring the light in.
exactly.
Balance it out a little bit.
Exactly.
The yin and yang.
It's a lot of work out there. Now, besides the House of Transformation, you also have another website. You do some other things. Talk about some other projects that you have coming up.
Well, designsbylala.com is my jewelry website, and we do custom work. Like I said, I hire the teens to come and do after school workshops with me, and it's just so much fun to see their eyes glow up, you know, because I remember I started making jewelry when I was about 12 years old, And my parents always told me, find something that you love to do and do it so well that someone's willing to pay you for it. So I was living in Hollywood at the time, and I was dating a party planner, and people would come up to him and say, hey, great party, wow, great necklace. And I was like, you know, wow, you know, thanks, I made it. And I thought, wow, you know, I wonder if I could ever make money at this. And so the journey unfolded from there. But I remember, you know, even being at 12 years old, when people would say, great necklace, I would be like, yeah, I did this, you know. And it just, I love the way that made me feel, because I was wearing my artwork on my neck. So I like to bring that into the heart of the kids I work with.
And that's so important. And I say on the show a lot is what I was told when I first was awakened to this energy and how things really were is stay in happiness and bliss, meaning do what you want to do, create. Because if you stay in happiness and bliss, you're going to manifest a really amazing reality. Because if that just means just keep doing things like you want to do. Like, I just keep doing this radio show. That's what I want to do. Now I want to take the radio show and I want to broadcast and travel. And, you know, it's just staying in that happiness and bliss is the key to it. And then waking up also to the other realities of, you know, fluoride and chemtrails and being aware of stuff like that.
Well, just sure. So, I mean, that's hard. Sometimes you have to, like, cut out all that stuff out of your daily you know, just things that you do in your daily life. I love Deepak Chopra and I love Pandora and I have my thumbs up on the Deepaks that I love and the meditation and whatever I'm doing, I'll just stop whatever I'm doing and take 2 minutes and listen to what he has to say. And after a while of hearing, you know, these meditations, your vocabulary starts to change, your mindset starts to change, your heart starts to change, and you actually see shifts in your life. And it only takes 2 minutes. Even if you do it 10 times a day, I mean, it's still not that much time, you know?
No, you're right. I could.
And even with the affirmations, I love Doreen Virtue, and she has a wonderful angel app, Angel 101. And whenever I see timestamps, I mean, you know, Jonah, we've been hanging out this weekend. And
yeah, that thing is amazing. Every time we see a number, she just
pulls it up. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, you know, 333 or 444, and I just punch in the angel app on the app, and it gives me, you know, the
Doreen Virtue tarot card deck over there.
She's awesome. She's awesome. So it just gives the affirmation. So you punch in the time stamp, it gives the
Shout
affirmation, and you know, it's just a special little something.
And you also had a special that you're going to do to the listeners out there. And this is any time. It doesn't have to be live. It could be next week when you hear it on iTunes or whenever you hear it. But go ahead and tell the listeners what they could do for a special something you're offering.
Yes, if you text one butterfly to 90210, like the zip code in Beverly Hills, 90210. So text one butterfly, and you'll be automatically entered into a drawing to win some free jewelry, and you'll be on my list. So whenever there's really cool events happening or whatnot, you'll be invited, and you can, you know, unsubscribe anytime if you choose to. But why would you, right?
So that's the number one butterfly.
Yeah, so the number one, not O-N-E. Just
butterfly altogether, one word, number one butterfly. 90210, just like his show.
Or you can even just go to butterflywithin.com and it has it right there.
That's where my
sister
used to live, Beverly Hills 90210, but she just moved back to Manhattan. Shout out to my sister Alexandra in Manhattan. I don't know why she moved back to Manhattan, but I mean, I know why she did, but I couldn't move out of Manhattan too much. I'm in.
It's all about the journey,
that's
not
it.
The destination.
Absolutely. Let her rock it out in Manhattan. So, again, your website is the
houseoftransformation.com,
and the other one is
butterflywithin.com or designsbylala.com, and there's links to all of them, so you can reach me.
And people could also reach you to get involved in some of these projects if people want to help facilitate or donate or anything like that. Are you looking for other people to get involved?
Absolutely. I'm always looking for people to come be teachers or spokesmen, or, you know, just share their knowledge, whatever they're involved in and doing, because, you know, these kids don't really have role models. So, you know, we get to be them. So whatever it is, you know, I want to offer training in every aspect of life.
So that's it. Listeners, if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can contact Laura through her different websites and get involved in some of these projects or do them in other cities. If you're not in Las Vegas, you want to do them in another city, you can contact her as well. And with that, thank you, Laura, for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me. Live from Asheville, North Carolina, the beautiful mountains. And we had an amazing hike today, watched the sunset. That was awesome with your friends. That was great day we had here. And thanks for coming on. And
absolutely.
Listeners, support what Laura's doing. It's about the kids, about the children. That's what it's about. So get involved, do what you can. And text 90210, the number one butterfly, for your chance to win free jewelry. We'll be right back with a wrap up.
Never touched, never tarnished, never bruised, never hurt. Innocent, holy. No one has to live the lies as if they lived into the eyes of Medusa, size, size. You can do the legend style while everyone is getting high on the marijuana. And even if this fly at you, the hungry monkeys tend to do this. No banana, na na na. Cause space is our identity, our infinite reality. Beyond phenomena, na na. Beyond phenomena, na na. Beyond phenomena, na na. Beyond phenomena, na na. Beyond phenomena.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show, and that was an amazing show. 8 guests, 1 guest that did not make it from Tokyo. We had George Kavassalis jump in, and that was great. So thank you, George, once again, my star brother in Australia. A shout out to him. So amazing, all the information that came out tonight, and even the guest that said we came from bacteria, which I strongly disagree with, still had the common idea that we all need to just unify together to sustain a more sustainable future, because the way we're headed, the way the planet's headed, is not a good one. It's going down quick. So people need to awaken each other to a better way of living. Free energy, zero point energy, Tesla technology, growing your own food, new educational systems, you name it, and there's a better way, a safer, more sustainable way to do it. And there's people out there to show you. So check this information out. I always say it in the show. Anything you hear in the show, Google yourself, YouTube it, and do your own homework and check it out. Also, before we go, as always, I want to give a special thanks to the Crystal Tones guys. I'm going to ring the crystal bowls. I love these crystal bowls. And I was just on their website and just talking to Lupito on Friday yesterday. And those guys are amazing. Check out their website. And if you want to order crystal bowls, you could call them directly. The crystalsingingbowls.com. And basically what these things do are hold different residences of different minerals that they put into the crystals. So these are the top, I believe, the top crystal bowls in the world. They're pretty amazing. So before we go, we'll do a couple last little rings of the crystal bowl here. I wonder how that sounds on the airwaves. Hope it sounds good. And that's a sound of frequency, a nice soothing one. That's Egyptian blue. So coming up next week, we have George Kavassalis again on the show for a full hour. We have Star Wolf, who's doing a special one-hour shamanic breath work live on the air with Linda Star Wolf. She's been on the show. She is amazing, author of a few books. She's traveled all over the world. She's been to Egypt. She just came back from Machu Picchu from 12-12-12. They did a shamanic breath work down there. So she's coming on the show. Always check the website, Starseed Energy Radio. We also have the producers of the Cosmic Reunion coming on the show next week from Los Angeles. We also have Stands With Bear, music artist, coming on next week as well. So next week's going to be a pretty packed show. We have Dr. Boyd Purcell coming back on and Kelly Jones coming back on. So that will also be happening. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com for the latest news and updates, as well as follow me on Twitter and check out Crystal, the Singing Bowls. These things are amazing. And of course, our music artist of the night, Ash Ruiz. Check out his website and check out his new video. For all the burners out there, check out Ash's new video. It is quite amazing and it's dedicated to Burning Man. An amazing, the most amazing event, festival, city on the planet. So shout out to the burners out there. One love, and we're ending with Ash off his new album, his EP out. We'll be with you all next week. Enjoy. To replace my crazy and my soul, cause you're my cocoa puffs and I'm your Cheerios, and all I wanna do is sing your love songs. All I wanna do is sing your love songs, but I won't let them too long, so we can get it on, get it on, get it on. You can get a heart as fast as the sky. You're the one.